At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Oh, those Texas Democrats, they say they're not here to play games as they fled to Illinois. You know, remember the last time they did this to avoid their job, their duty? They don't like the law, the redistricting, etc. They flee to another state. They have to send the Texas Rangers to get them. Maybe we'll send Scott Pressler. He's doing everything else. He's involved in all kinds of things nationally. And, of course, in the Delaware Valley, Chester County, Erie's close to closing that. And that is a bellwether, moving it red. New Jersey, the Supreme Court race here. Let's go to Scott Pressler. Oh, there's the weight loss, too. Let's get an update on the weight loss. That's the most important thing. How's the weight going, Scott?
Hey, Don. No, it's going well. I mean, I've lost 40, and I'm maintaining that weight now. I probably don't want to lose any more.
No,
so
I would say no.
I think I'm going to probably increase my caloric intake, especially with all the walking I'm doing at county fairs and festivals and parades. But no, I think I'm in the best shape that I've been in my adult life.
Absolutely. Well, Scott, keep it up, and certainly it's going to protect you. You are the force out there as we move toward the finish line. So what's the headline for you this week and any results we have, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, whatever?
Well, I have good news and bad news. So we got voter registration data, and I don't know if the Democrats sent out a mailer to new movers, but they had considerable gains in Montgomery County, plus 600. They had gains in York County, plus 400. Delaware County, plus 400. I think Chester, about 400 as well. So really interesting, because this really hasn't happened where we saw those numbers like that. It's a little bit of an anomaly. So that's why we think maybe they did a mailer or something to that effect. But I will say, at the same week that they got 400 in York, so did we. And this was right after the York County Fair, mm-hmm. where we were doing considerable voter registration. So the Democrats, in my opinion, it appears that they're placing all of their bets on York, Lancaster, Delaware, Chester, Bucks, Montgomery, and they're heavily focused on Southeast Pennsylvania. Now, here's the interesting thing. If you look at the data, they really didn't gain a whole bunch in Philadelphia or Allegheny. And really, that has been the Democrats' bread and butter and their strongholds, you know, in modern memory that they would always focus on those two counties. And so it's clear that going into this November and next year with Shapiro, they're going to be focusing on SEPA, Southeast Pennsylvania. And so what's also fascinating, though, is at the same time, Erie County, despite these gains in those other counties, trended to the right again. And last week, where the Democrats had about 6,023 voters, it's now at 59-75. So the Democrats are losing ground in the most consequential swing county in the entire United States and in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And so I want people to know, though, even though we are at the lowest point actively in modern history, we still need help. And if you're especially in Delaware, Chester, Montgomery, Philadelphia, Bucks County, we need you more than ever to join our team and help register voters.
And how do you do that, Scott?
Of course, earlyvoteaction.com. We have so many staffers in that region. We have Seamus, Alex, and Will in Bucks County alone. We have Pamela Propson for Montgomery County, and we're hiring more staff. We have Billy over in Philly. I love saying Billy in Philly. And so we've got people down there in Southeast Pennsylvania as well that are ready to work with you. Earlyvoteaction.com. Love to have you join the team. And so this week we've got the Big Butler Fair. You know, we're closing in on, this is the site of the assassination attempt, or what I call the miracle rally. We've got the Big Butler Fair, and then we've also got the Green County Fair. And our staffer, Trisha, will be in Butler, and then our other staffer, Will Austin, will be down in Green County. And I'm going to try to join both of those events for one day. I'm actually at my home in Beaver, kind of fixing things up and getting things situated over here.
So, Scott, how about New Jersey? How are we doing? I saw Matt Rooney had a preliminary report, but how are we doing in Jersey?
Well, Matt Rooney just said, and he had me on his show, so thank you to Matt Rooney with 1210 for having me on to talk about Jersey. And apparently, a new poll only has Mikey Sherrill up 6 percentage points. And so to anyone who thinks, oh my gosh, 6 percentage points, that's still a win for the Democrats. 4 years ago at the same time, Phil Murphy was up over 20 percentage points, and Jack Chattarelli only narrowly was defeated by 84,000 votes. So the Democrats really should be shaking in their boots that we have 25 staff on the ground in Pennsylvania, we have 13 full-time staff on the ground in New Jersey, and we are going to be hiring more new staff for both states. And so I hope the Democrats are ready for a peaceful fight, because we're bringing it to them this year.
And Scott, any update? Democrats, Elizabeth Warren said this today, and I've been talking about it. You're on the front lines of what people tell you. Why is it that Democrats think affordability is their issue? That's what they keep on saying. The midterms and the 2025 is about affordability. They're the ones, Mikey Sherrill, her whole record, is voting against affordability.
Well, I agree with the Democrats that it is about affordability, but it's ironic because we call that cognitive dissonance, that it is their party, the Democrat Party, that wants to raise property taxes, like Mikey Sherrill, like the Shapiro here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania with his debacle of a budget that, by the way, if this budget goes through, you're going to see your taxes rise all across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And then you have the Democrats who, you know, they're talking about affordability, but then they're driving up electricity prices. You're going to see your electrical bills skyrocket, especially in the Commonwealth. Especially in the state of New Jersey.
Yeah.
And so, it's ironic for them to be talking about those issues when they have been at the forefront of driving up cost in both states. And so while I agree with them, well, that's why I'm voting Republican. You know, in Pennsylvania, it's Republicans that are leading the charge to abolish property taxes. It's Republicans in New Jersey and Pennsylvania that are for an all of the above choice to energy, so that way we can be an economic powerhouse to drive down prices. And of course, look at the economic boom that we're seeing under the president. No one's talking about eggs anymore. Nobody's talking about the Dow anymore. The prices of gas is going down. So I think this is important, though, that Republicans must control the narrative, and we have to talk about all of these economic factors that we're leading on and not allow the Democrats to feign a facade of support.
Absolutely. So, Scott, to help out or to get more information, what's the best place for all things Scott Presler and your campaigns?
Earlyvoteaction.com. We need your financial support. I mean, your time is so valuable. If you'll volunteer with us, that's worth your weight in gold, volunteering with us. If you're not able to volunteer, I ask for your financial help, and every dollar will go to hiring full-time staff in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And again, I want people to know we are 59,000 active voters from flipping Pennsylvania from blue to red. I know we can make it happen. And by the way, we were at the Allentown Puerto Rican Day Parade. Republicans had a float. Early Vote Action had a float. We were out there matching the Democrats, registering everyone. And the Democrats, they were looking over at me. And every time I got a new voter and a new mail-in ballot, they just had this grimace look on their faces. So the
Priceless.
Democrats are not happy
Priceless.
That we're bringing our organizing efforts everywhere. And thank you again, Dom, as always, for having me on the show.
Thank you, Scott, as always. Stay well. We'll talk next week. Take care, Scott.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Scott Presler, 40 pounds down here on Talk Radio 1210. I just got this from the RNC. We mentioned it earlier. We played you a CNN clip on it. For the first time in at least 50 years, America is on track to have a negative net migration. That means, in any way, shape, or form, the number of people coming into the country versus leaving the country, we're going to be on the side of people leaving the country, not new people coming in illegally or legally. That is a big plus. I know it may not seem like that when you look at the staggering numbers, but it's incrementalism. And that's what Scott Presler is. That's why he's so effective. Incrementally, inch by inch, he gives you that number, 59,000. Active voters down in Pennsylvania from, well, I guess it was 1.4, 1.5 million at one point. How did that happen? Year after year after year of this. And just remember this watchword. Say it wherever you go. Josh Shapiro can be beaten. Josh Shapiro can be beaten. Now, he's not going to be beaten by a Doug Mastriano. He can be beaten by a Stacey Garrity. Come on, Stacey. Get in there. I saw quite a piece on her on Real Clear Politics about the upside of her story. I don't think people know her enough. I think once she announces, then all out here on Talk Radio 1210 to have people know her, once you hear that record, it's impressive. All right, we'll have Dom's Money Melody here in a moment. Let's go to Bill and Bucks on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. Good Monday afternoon to all you all guys down there. I just wanted to make a quick thing about the jeans. Brooke Shields did something much more adventuresome back with Calvin
yes.
Klein's
yep.
than the current American Eagle.
Yes, I mean, go ahead.
She used words like nothing comes between me and my right. Calvins.
Yes, but she wasn't firing a gun and registered as a Republican in Florida either, which is wild. So,
no, but she was 15 years old.
Well, there's that. That's exactly right. And according to Get Gotti, you can see it on Netflix. They said that John Gotti got her phone number, and I think she was only about 17 or 18 then.
Oh.
And John Gotti said no to Brooke Shields. That's according to Get Gotti.
I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. And the thing about the Russiagate, you know, this is 10 years old now. You know, are they chasing ghosts or what? What's the deal with this? You know what I mean? Do you think there's really going to be a prosecution, or is this just saber rattling and positioning? You know?
Well, if it's only saber rattling and positioning, people are getting mighty tired of it. I do think there's a reasonable chance that Clapper and others will be indicted, Bill. But give me your side.
My side is something very unusual. She had a cooking show, and she had a special guest a couple of times. And her name is Martha Stewart. And her best friend, Snoop Dogg.
All right. I know they're friends. I don't know if that's the best friend. That might be a little extent. That's
buddies.
A pretty good one. They're buddies. That's true. He said best friend, though, was a little.
Yeah,
you know,
too much.
Yeah, but Snoop Dogg is a trendsetter, and so is she. I don't think Snoop Dogg's been in prison. I have to check that. Martha Stewart has.
I think that's correct.
Yeah.
I think that is correct.
Which one of these two has not been in prison? Let's go to Joe in Columbus, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Dom. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Did I hear Cory Booker say he was going to be pragmatic?
Yes.
That must have been the SAT word that got him into Stanford, because he's never been pragmatic.
Well, also, Joe, these guys have allegedly the best on their feet. They're good. Don't they have a better answer to Mondami other than, well, I'm 10 miles away in Newark, so I'm not going to comment? Do they think that's going to last? It tells you how radioactive they know he will be as mayor to the Democrat Party nationwide.
And they're all universally noncommittal.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Don, for a minute, I'd like to talk about this marijuana hemp thing. The thing, and it's irrelevant what I feel on it, and you'll probably gather that, but can we find any more usages for hemp and marijuana? I mean, it's in shampoos. It's in toothpaste. I mean, is it going to be in shoe polish next? You know, it's not a universal cure, and they're trying to find ways, but the thing they didn't do with this, and unless the statistics are erroneous, in Colorado, the teenage deaths went up the moment they approved it, unless that was, you know, bogus. They have no detection limits for this, no standards. And that's what bothers me. And here's what bothers me more than anything else. Driving to the shore, car passes me on a double county two lane, and you smell it come into your car. And that car could be a quarter mile down the road, a half mile down the road, and you still smell it. And it's getting ridiculous.
I would say this. It is an unpleasant smell. That's the way I see it. Yesterday, we were in Atlantic City, and Rose said those were burgers somebody was grilling. I said, no, nah, that's not burgers. Come on.
No, unless you're grilling a skunk on the grill. Yeah. No, it's not a burger.
And all right, Joe. Who's your side today, Joe?
I changed up because I had to. I was going to go with Bing Crosby and Bob Hope.
Right.
I got to go with Springsteen and Clarence because of the longevity.
The story the way they met, Dom.
It's romantic. You know, I can't stand it anymore.
Wait a minute, Joe. He's on a special assignment vacation. He's with his brother in Boston. I'm texting Dan right now on this.
Joe of
Columbus. When he comes back, all out attack. I mean, this was.
And rule me out of any contention okay. today. But the way they met, you know, Springsteen was playing little clubs in Asbury Park, and it was in the middle of like a winter storm. The doors blew open, and there's this big, imposing shadow with a saxophone who said, I want to play with you. And Springsteen says, I couldn't say no to this guy. And that's where it all originated back in 1973.
All right, I got you, Joe. Henry, we need a ruling from you on this. You're probably even killed. Nothing bothers you. Dan right now would just be...
He's be fuming.
I have to tell him, all right, simmer, Dan. You know, you can't do that. But your thoughts on that?
I mean, I'll be honest. I do not know who this Clarence Clemens person is until I just looked him up, because I'm not very familiar with the E Street Band. I don't listen to Springsteen like that.
Yeah, but
died 15 years ago. I was like 12. I don't know anything about him.
Was it 15? Well, it's a national phenomenon, though. I mean, the guy was the core of the biggest, arguably, the boss. All right. See, I need to have Dan back to have fun on that one.
Seriously. It's the first I've heard of him.
Pull that, and let's replay that for Dan when he comes back right off vacation the first day. Yeah, let's play a little
first
bit.
First segment. We're right back into it. All right, Dan, what do you think?
Yeah, by the way, I'm even letting Dan, and I can't say it yet. I'm not going to say it till we deliver, but a huge guest on Wednesday of this week.
Huge.
You will not believe what's come through. It's not just how big. I wouldn't say household name, but the organization is, and how opposite in point of view we are. You'll see. You got to be here Wednesday. All right? It will be civil, but we're going to debate a couple of big things that are really important. All right. So right now, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
All right. Let me see. Today, we are playing for a pair of tickets to see Styx and Kevin Cronin from REO Speedwagon plus Dan Felder at Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. That's happening. I remember we had these early on, way back when. Now it's almost here on August 8th. So right around the corner. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah, Dom. So today we are asking for that all-time buddy on the side question
today.
All-time buddies. You know, it might seem like it on stage or when they're performing that all these band members, you know, that they all get along, that they're all buddy-buddy behind the scenes. But a lot of times... It's for, you know, it comes to the point, it's for the art, it's for the money, it's for the fame. It's not necessarily about going out there and jamming and have a good time. However, this band I'm about to play you is a band that would love to go out and play, you know, music with each other no matter the time, no matter the weather, no matter what. This band originated when the two original members of the band met in middle school. They met in middle school and they bonded over jokes, music, and that they were both first generation children in North America of European immigrants. 10 years later, when they added a very legendary drummer to their band, they became one of, if not one of the biggest rock bands on the planet. So all that being said, I want to know the name of the band covering The Who today. Name of this band covering The Who. Let me play the clue for you. Yeah, Dom, these guys have been friends for almost 50 years now, and the band has been together pretty much ever since. Want the name of this band covering The Who today.
All right, that's not a bad cover, I don't think, Henry.
No, I think it's a pretty good one.
All right, I got something pretty angry and pretty fishy at. I won't say the name yet. Just a little tease here. 855-839-1210. We'll get a winner. One of your Philadelphia Eagles, we report it because it was out there, was to serve on the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. A, that shouldn't be controversial, but B, they don't meet that often. It's not that much that you have to do. It's just adding your credibility as a fit player to that, that kids look up to. That's all that it's about. That player has now said, nope. He will not be on the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. I'll tell you what I think about that, and we'll get a winner, 855-839-1210.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
It's Dom, Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, here's the clue. Great prize again today, right in the wheelhouse of someone who might be able to answer this. Let's hear the clue. Alrighty, let's go to Joe in Westchester. Joe, who's covering that song?
It's a guess, but it sounds like Rush.
That's a pretty good guess. Come on, Joe, that wasn't a guess. You were on that. You nailed that.
Thank you.
You get the belt today, Joe. I'll put you on hold. Enjoy. That's a great spot for that concert, the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. Probably have more tomorrow, too. Once we set a pattern, Walter Koss goes through the week with that. We'll see. All right. Coming to your calls, 855-839-1210. I mentioned a Philadelphia Eagle, the real shot in the arm last year. I was reading today, there's this guy, Henry, you might know, that I think it's Atlanta. They have a running back, and they were talking about him as a home run hitter, meaning
Bijan Robinson.
Yeah, yeah. And apparently had a lot of yards last year. And they said something like he had X number of runs over 30 yards. And then they said, by contrast, Saquon Barkley had 10 runs over 60 yards. So
that's not comparable.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, right. That's a home run hitter. Well, Saquon had golf with Trump. Remember the whole thing going to the White House. And we told you, because it was announced that one of the people on the president's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition would be, which was an executive order signed on Thursday, would be Saquon Barkley. Barkley now says can't do it with the Eagles schedule and all that coming up. All right. You know, I get he's sensitive to repeating what he did last year. There are a lot of people saying, man, the damage that you get by the way he ran last year and all that is cumulative. So you really got to pace yourself. But as I understand this, this is not something that requires a lot of visits. I think just putting his name on there, maybe on a phone hookup whenever they do have a meeting, would be required. Is this another sign? And I get it, because the guy was, even with the goodwill toward him, because of the White House, because of playing golf with Trump, not here in Philadelphia, they wouldn't dare, given what he did last year, but he was, I would say, excoriated for playing golf with Trump, and he explained, and et cetera. So, you know, here we go again. This is going to continue to happen. The Harrison Butkers of the world are okay, as long as he's making, what, 90%, 88% of his field goals. But you fall down a little bit, and you're involved, even though this is something that who could be against this? And we told you why the President's Council on Physical Fitness was stopped. And the reason was they thought it was too competitive, too comparative. Henry runs a mile in 6 minutes and 6 seconds. That, I think, was the 15% or so.
It was the 85th percentile.
Yeah, 85th percentile. I run it in under 6 minutes. Notice how I did that. All right, I run it in 17 minutes. I just thinking, you know, I'd like to go to the average school, see these kids coming in. Henry and I standing there saying, how many of these kids are going to run that mile in 6.06? How about 7? How about 8? I think it looks like double figures would be more like it. And even then, I think 25% of them probably couldn't finish it. That's it. I'm not doing more of this. So it's back to President Kennedy. He started it, then they cut it off a few years, well, I think in the Obama years or shortly before. Too competitive, too comparative. It's going to be interesting to see how many high schools in our area actually do this. All right, Joe is a winner. Let me go to Alan in Hamilton here on the side question, I'm guessing, on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Alan, good afternoon. What do you have today?
Rags and Crusader Rabbit.
Crusader Rabbit and?
Rags, the tiger.
Okay, Rags and Crusader Rabbit. That's a little cartoonish ancient history, but that's okay. All right, we'll get more on that.
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, Crusader Rabbit was a big-time cartoon at one point, but I didn't even remember Rags, so yeah.
Is it about the Crusades?
No. I forget why he had the title Crusader Rabbit. It was a rabbit, yeah, and he was like Don Quixote, I think, maybe.
Huh.
Maybe that kind of thing. Speaking of which, you can't make this stuff up. Here is a new thing they put in Australia to deal with machetes. I've always loved the word machete. Where do you get a good machete? If somebody has a machete lying around, it's like, why would you have a machete lying around? There was a Phillies reliever that got caught up, pretty good one too, in a machete attack, and they couldn't keep him as a reliever. Here is what they do in Australia that they're proud of because they're trying to cut down on machetes. They're calling it machete drop boxes.
From the 1st of September, when the ban on machetes takes place, we are rolling out through Victoria Police at 24/7 police stations the safe disposal bins. These will be at locations right across the state. They'll be locations where people can come and lawfully dispose of any machete that they may already have at one of these bins safely and securely. And we've done this because we want to get these knives off the streets because these knives destroy lives.
Well, what's Crocodile Dundee? He didn't have a machete. He had a pretty big knife, though. So in Australia, apparently, it seems to be a big machete country. Now, I thought it was primarily the Caribbean, maybe a little bit in Asia. You don't read too much about machetes here. Whenever you do, no good's coming up. You got a bunch of machetes around. What are you using for them? The cut down sugar cane? What are you going to use it for? But machete boxes, And the Australians, people think, are more like America. There are huge gun banners. During COVID, they were some of the most repressive. And now they're going to cut down on machetes on September 1st. So machete drop boxes are set up. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
All right, there you go. The album hit, friends. All right, that's today's side question. National Buddy, we're doing National Friendship Day. Buddies, people that we haven't gotten too many females yet. We did get Crusader Rabbit, which is pretty wild. All right, DJ just sent me this, and I'm looking at it. It appears to be that this is going to happen. Amit Siegel, Israel's Channel 12 chief political analyst, just posted on Twitter. Senior officials in Netanyahu's office, the decision has been made, quote, we're going to occupy Gaza. Well, I thought they were occupying now, Dom. Well, in a sense, okay? But this means they're going to go back to under Israeli control fully, is what I take him to mean here. And you're going to see now there will be even more animus coming this way. How does this all cut out? How does this cut? Well, President Trump, to be fair, I wouldn't say he's completely moved away from Netanyahu, but he started to, there's some daylight there on certain things over the food issue. Mike Huckabee there to talk about that. I believe Hamas is responsible for that, but more can be done. People are starving. And what's the solution? But occupying Gaza again. You know, the theory, I mean, the one time I was there with listeners, I think there were 66 rockets just in that couple days fired into Israel from Gaza. I mean, this is what they do. They gave them a place that has beauty, etc. It's cramped. It's one of the most densely populated in the world. But to occupy that, we're going to hear the same thing. Here we go again. Protect, you know, completely forgetting October 7th. What are they supposed to do? Are they supposed to continue to have to be on their guard 24/7 in a manner that's unprecedented? Okay? So that's one thing that's just happening. If it becomes clear they're doing that, our politics, you're even seeing some in the Republican Party, Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, who are wrong on this, but they're making a lot of noise about. Of course, on the Democrat side, it will force Democrats to even take a wilder position. We also have, and maybe I'll play it tomorrow. We'll see. We have a Trump, a guy wearing a Make America Great Again hat, going to a soccer match event in St. Louis Stadium, kicked out because he's wearing the hat, and he's making the point that there's all kinds of flags of countries, banners, political things, pro-trans stuff there. It's endless. It's endless that wearing a hat like that, and I think you see it more all over the place, yet there's still more and more pushback. How can you consistently say you can't wear that hat and allow these other things? You can't. And you're insane to try to say, well, we have a ban across the board. If you do, okay, that's going to be kind of hard to enforce, kind of hard to imagine. Watch for this to bubble up, though, that Israel goes back into Gaza, which is a big deal. And particularly, it'll be interesting to see President Trump's maneuvering on this. And Mike Huckabee, he's a perfect guy to be the ambassador there. All right, let's go to Joe of Exton. Joe, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. My example of a stalwart friendship is the one between Jimmy Failla and Rich Scioli.
Yes, that's a very good one. Homegrown, that's exactly right, Joe. Thank you. That's very, very apparent. One other thing, too. I'm not saying that this is a revival, but I did watch, and Barnegat Bay, we'll put it up on YouTube maybe tomorrow, this whale who was in distress, and I think boaters went to try to aid in some way, shape, or form, kind of shallow waters there, and the whale reacted, went underneath a boat, knocked someone out of a boat, and then died. So I'm not sure, you know, what the situation there is, how much, I don't think they're doing the operations we've talked about. Just wanted to say, every time this happens, those whales and the empathy that people had on this radio station, several shows, and our buddy Robin Schaefer, that was the theme one year at Mulligan's for the three broadcasts we do there every summer. It was around this, and people reacted, and we stopped them so far, and it looks like we may have stopped them for good. But in Jersey, who knows? There's still the remnants of those people that still want to go down this path. As long as Trump is president, I think it stopped. But they have it in their head that this is all. Even the woman that writes the column I used to have so much fun with, the column about shoe bees and what's happening at the shore, she and at the Inquirer, she just went on diatribes of bringing in some boat captain who's an expert. It has nothing to do with this. You're making all this up. We're not making it up. The numbers were appalling. But in the name of Phil Murphy wanting to get a gold star on climate when he runs for president, I know you're shocked at it, but I still think he will. That's what it was about. And his wife making climate, rather than reading, writing, and reason, the subject in school, also got dumped. Didn't even get to the starting gate on that. Has Jersey learned their lesson? This will come up, I think, with Mikey Sherrill and Jack Cettarelli. And Israel, Jack is smart. I believe he's going to Israel in the very near future to have boots on the ground to talk about that, because even though it's a Jersey governor's race, it's going to play out. And hearing this story today that Israel appears ready to occupy Gaza again, you watch how this continues to play out. Look, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Tucker Carlson are very suspect to be on Israel. They are. Particularly maybe Carlson even more. And the other side, they're just rabid. The Mondani guy, they're haters. They're anti-Semites, what they're talking about. And you'll see, I've seen a couple of things on social media now. Here we go again with Israel. They're colonialist, just like America. They have all of our firepower. Let them fight fair and all. Same people. Remember the hang gliders? They put that at the as the header on various things on social media. Just think about that. Savagery was not an outlier on October 7th. It's what they wanted to do to human beings. And Israel is right to protect itself, and I believe right to come back and occupy Gaza so that it's not a threat, so that it's not chaotic, so that Hamas does not run it with hundreds of miles of underground tunnels. I put up on my Twitter at DomShow1210 over the weekend, "You're up, New York Times." Because the New York Post had this graphic picture of one of the hostages being forced to dig his own grave. And the emaciation, the threat, the just complete lack of humanity. They're a death cult on top of it, Hamas. So Israel, occupying it, I'm on board with. All right, it is the lightning round next. Hit us with that all-time friendship, buddies. How about a female or two? 855-839. 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Yes, friendship, buddies. Never have done this one that I remember. I've gotten some great ones on the side question today. By the way, buddy to the Republican Party, Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren on several shows today, finally got it said, and we'll play it for you tomorrow. Mondami is the Democrat message. That's the Democrat message. It's all about affordability. Affordability by taking away from somebody over here and making it affordable over here. Wow. Let's hope they continue to stake out ground like that. This guy is gold, and I think he's going to be mayor. Let's go to Gary in Newtown. Gary is next in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Dom. Happy Monday. I got to say, one of the greatest things I love about summer is listening to Laurie from Ringo's, quite frankly.
Oh, all-timer. If I ever get that show, not The View, but The Clue, she was one of the people on the panel. Unbelievable.
So my side question answer today is, it's a little dated. It goes back to 1991, but it's probably one of the best endings of a movie that I remember growing up, and that would be Thelma and Louise when they drive off the cliff rather than being arrested.
That is brilliant, Henry. That's outside the box. I think they're holding hands as they go over the cliff,
yeah,
right?
They are. I like to think they also have survived that, too.
Yeah, I don't. Wait a minute, Henry. They survived.
They drove off and they just kept driving.
No good deed goes unpunished. They landed up there because she wound up shooting somebody because she was going to get raped, her friend.
Yeah, that is a great one. Boy, I got to say, that maybe recency bias. We've had three or four. I got to put that in my contenders list. Chef Dave in Oakland. All right, Dave, who do you have today?
I have Mike Strank, Arlon Bloch, and Ira Hayes. Three of the flag raisers on Iwo Jima. Two of them died on the Strank and Arlon Bloch. And Ira Hayes hitchhiked from Arizona to the Rio Grande to tell Harlan Block's father that it was him who raised the flag, not Hank Hankson, and turned around and walked away.
That is a great, you know, and I don't care how many of these people try to diminish it by talking about staging or whatever. Those guys raising that flag on that is one of the top five moments of World War II that are inspirational, I think.
I think it's dumb.
Very inspirational.
Yeah, thank you. What'd you say, Henry?
I was just going to say it's the moment in my eyes. I don't think it gets more iconic than that.
Yeah, that's pretty hard to imagine what else you can do that would match that. I put that up there with the guy facing down the tank in Tiananmen Square.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Dan in Reading. Might be a side question here. Write that one down afterward. We got to play. That's it. They come from out of nowhere. Dan in Reading.
All right,
hey, Dan.
I got it.
Welcome in.
How you doing? I've got Scooby-Doo and Shaggy. How many kids have named their dog Scooby-Doo after those two?
All right. I like how you back that one up. Very nice here, Dan. Karen in North Carolina, Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Dom. I'm thinking of two ladies in show business who grew up poor, and one was already established, and sometimes when another one comes up, the friendship dies because they resent each other, but not with these two. It was Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn. And Loretta Lynn never forgot Patsy, even after she was killed in a plane crash in 1963, and always gave Patsy credit for helping her get to where she did.
Good to see that, you know, and that stereotype, well, women are going to just go after each other. No, not with those two. Lucy and Ethel, I don't know about that one. Richard in Somerdale, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Richard.
Hi there. I got a really unusual couple, and that's the Godfather and Mr. Peepers. Marlon Brando and Wally Cox were best friends from the time they grew up in Detroit and became famous in the movies and television shows. And it was just in fact, what Marlon once said, if Wally was a woman, he would have married her.
I've heard that too. Can you imagine? Oh my God. Yeah, Wally Cox might not be a name to you, Henry, but you talk about a Mr. Peepers type, you know what I mean? And then Marlon Brando, who was the guy second to none in Streetcar Named Desire, Godfather,
Superman's dad.
Apocalypse Now.
Apocalypse Now is what I was looking for. Yes, thank you. All right, let's start off because we haven't heard. I'm apologize here, Andrew. I'll correct that tomorrow in studio. Andrew, who do you have today?
I like the one that was the tearjerker. I think it was Dwayne who said the story about the dog and waiting at the train for 6 years.
Yes,
I was like, oh,
yes.
My gosh.
Well, after he said our friendship over the air here, too.
Yeah, it's crazy. What a setup in the story.
Oh, my God. Yes. It's just to live up to that every day. It's
yeah. So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how you could put anything over that. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
All right. Henry, what did you like?
Yeah, there's three good answers today in my eyes. I liked two in the lightning round, Gary in Newtown with Thelma and Louise, and Dave in Oakland with the flag raisers on Iwo Jima. But I have to agree with Andrew here is that I thought the best call far and away today was Dwayne in Valley Forges with the story of Shep.
And you know what? You don't strike me as a sentimentalist usually, so that's
I'm pretty sentimental, actually.
Yeah?
I'd say so, yeah, definitely.
Oh, okay. Well, I agree with you about Dwayne, as I said, over the years. I mean, when I don't hear from guys like that, I'm like, well, something happened, you know. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go with Dwayne.
All right.
Although I did like the Iwo Jima. We might work that into a side question for tomorrow. All right, follow on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. Got a lot of great people coming on this week. Henry's already fleshed it out to the end of the week. My God, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
It's efficiency. It's a well-oiled machine. At DomShow1210, we'll keep you updated on anything that I see. Elizabeth Warren, nicely played today. Affordability, Mondami. That's what this is about. That's their pitch. Everything will be affordable if we just go after the rich. It's been done before. Are they more skillful at doing it? He's going to be mayor of New York. And what does that mean outside of New York? It means opportunity. All right, Rich is next. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.